Hello, my name is Ben Jenkins. Welcome to another episode of the New Grad Radio Podcast, the podcast following the experiences of a new graduate nurse starting into the intensive care unit. So I'm getting to the point now in my graduate program. I'm over three quarters of the way through now. I'm receiving back to back to back, just very sick patients day after day after day. And then you're adding on top of that, getting through my assignment at the moment. I wouldn't even say I'm about halfway through yet, so it is certainly challenging. But I think the reason why it's taking me a while to get this assignment done as well is because I'm trying to maximize my learning from it, especially with an assignment the way it is. This assignment has gotten me to be thinking about, because the assignment in a nutshell is asking you to analyze a specific patient and talk about why we implemented the particular interventions that we did based upon best evidence. So you have to analyze the literature. And then I've been talking to the doctors who implemented it and then just picking their brain and their perspective about why exactly they did what they did. And so this assignment has gotten me to be looking so far and wide and to be looking at every aspect of why we did it. And it's even brought me closer to the doctors as well, as I'm getting into their mindset about why they do what they do. And it's an assignment where already I have just learned so much. And I know that I'll certainly be using what I've been learning from this assignment for a very, very long time throughout the entirety of my career, I'd say. So it's exciting stuff. And so, yeah, it's getting to a point now in my grad program where it's certainly getting to the point where it's like, okay, just starting to get a bit exhausting. But I guess when I say that, today's episode is going to be talking about some of the reasons why I'm just so thankful about starting in ICU. Whenever I get to this sort of point now where it is starting to get a bit draining, all I have to do is just think about just how lucky I am to be starting in ICU. And today I'm going to be talking about a few of the things that makes me continuously come back day after day to be pushing as hard as I can. So I guess one of the first things about intensive care nursing is that it forces you to be looking so deep into why we do things. And that's one of the big things about this assignment as well. It's not about just task orientation. It's not about going through the motions. As an ICU nurse, you have quite a bit of autonomy. You are working with some dangerous medicines. To be caring for patients in an exceptionally vulnerable state, often sedated and mechanically ventilated as well. So this, and you as the nurse, you're the one that's in that bed space 90% of the time caring for this patient as well. And you're working in conjunction with not only doctors, but all different aspects of the allied health and interprofessional team, such as your physios, occupational therapists, and you name it. So you're looking at disease processes from pretty much the most acute time of their time in ICU. So you're not only going through the motions of learning how to be a nurse, so drawing up medications, working pumps and working equipment, but on the other side, you're seeing exactly what you've been piecing the puzzles from what you're learning at uni. So you get to see what sepsis looks like. You get to see the effects that the medications have on this patient with this particular disease process. And one of the exciting aspects of working in a multidisciplinary and multi-specialty ICU is that you're seeing major trauma, you're seeing extremely sick medical cases. I'm piecing the puzzles of why this particular equipment is working well or is difficult to make these decisions on patients based upon what they come in with. So I'm getting, and I loved at uni, like pathophysiology, and I continue to love the reasons why we do things. So if you're like that as well, the intensive care unit is amazing. And also, I guess for me personally as well, I love that I've done paramedicine as part of my undergraduate degree. So I was learning all about the emergency management within, you know, the initial stages of their medical emergency. And now I'm getting to see these patients as they've progressed through the emergency department into maybe they've gone into their theatre to have some surgery, or they've come straight up to intensive care, where you've got them at their absolute worst. So you're seeing the worst of their sepsis. You're seeing the worst of their COPD exacerbation. And when you start seeing the trends of these patients and different patients with the same thing time after time, it really makes it sink into your brain to understand exactly what is happening in this patient's body. And when you start seeing the medications that you start giving to them and you start seeing the different effects it can have, it makes you really understand what those medications do. And I love that because it means that you are continuously learning day after day after day, and you're building a knowledge bank in your head of these patients. It's incredible because I know that each day I go to work, I'm going to be seeing something new. Even if I've seen 7 different COPD exacerbations, there are so many different management, and not all the management works the same way in every patient. So just having that continuously learning day after day and being as challenging as it is, I absolutely love that. And I guess that's one of the biggest reasons I love ICU, is that it's a challenge. There's never a day that I feel complacent in my job. And just sitting on my computer and just looking at something I've never seen before, and I'm researching it, and you start to just to feel so passionate about what you do. Another reason why I love coming into ICU is that you get to be caring for some of the most critically ill patients. You're working on someone who's in an exceptionally vulnerable state, and you're there with the family members, and it's a lot of it is just about communication and empathy, and just to be there for their loved ones in their extremely time of need. I feel it is such a rewarding feeling to be in that position as a registered nurse in ICU. I guess I'm probably it's a lot to say at the moment, but I again when I start to get a bit down and I start to feel a bit tired, all I have to do is just think about some of the reasons why I love being in ICU. And as you can probably tell by the way I'm speaking to, I'm just so passionate about my job as a registered nurse and starting in ICU, because I know that if I go anywhere, whether it's going to be my time in the military or whatever it's going to be in the future, I know that even with this year in ICU, it has taught me so much, and I can use what I've learned here in any different area I go into in the future. So intensive care is incredible, and I can't wait for the next 3 months and my final few months in ICU for my graduate program. I'm excited to see what's going to happen next. So anyway, guys, that's a quick little episode. I guess it's more of like it's almost motivating myself to be continuously going back day after day and to push through this assignment, to keep going and to blaze through this CPAT at the end of my 12-month period. So anyway, guys, I'll keep working hard on my assignment, and I'll keep making some episodes, and I hope you found something interesting within this episode, and I can't wait to talk to you soon. Catch you guys.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.